We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. And this is Alvin Craig speaking, inviting you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our service a blessing to you. And we're opening with the West Virginia Trio singing for us, Someone Who Cares. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful that we know that you do care, not only for one individual, but you care for every precious soul on the face of this earth. You love the world so much you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. We thank you for the privilege of sharing your gospel with this precious people today, and we pray the Holy Spirit will use us and use our broadcast to be a blessing to souls. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Save us.
Our subject for today's broadcast, the compassion of Jesus. The word compassion means a feeling of deep sympathy and sorrow for another who is stricken by misfortune, accompanied by a strong desire to alleviate the suffering. Also, compassion motivates people to go out of their way to help physical, spiritual, or emotional hurts or pains of another. Now, Jesus, during his earthly sojourn, had many opportunities to show compassion on those who had need. And in our lesson today, we have one of the most outstanding. Jesus and his disciples came across the Sea of Galilee, and as Jesus came out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. This man had been driven from his home, his family, and his friends by this unclean spirit. He was dwelling in the mountains and in the tombs of the dead. He also cut himself with stones and could be heard crying out day and night. He was being tormented by the spirit that possessed him. The men of the area were not able to bind him with chains. They had tried it. They had tried many times and had used chains, and at other times they had used fetters. But the chains were plucked asunder by the power the demons gave this man. At other times, the men tried to tame him, like you would try to tame a wild animal, but they could not tame him, as Satan had control of his life, and evil spirits cannot be tamed. This man, under the control of demons, took off his clothes. We read in Luke chapter 8 and verse 27, when Jesus went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time and wore no clothes, neither abode in any house but in the tombs. And when he saw Jesus afar off, he came running and worshipped him. Adam Clark says, in commenting on verse 5 of Mark 5, in this person's case, we see a specimen of what Satan could do in all the wickedness if God should permit him. But even the devil himself has his chains, and he who often binds others is always bound himself. And then on verse 6 of Mark 5, Clark says, he worshiped him. Speaking of Jesus, Clark says, did him homage. Now, he was not really worshiping him in the sense of which we think of. Clark says he was doing Christ homage. Compelled, therefore, by the power of God. How humiliating to Satan thus to be obliged to acknowledge the superiority of Christ. And that's the end of the quote. As the man came to Jesus, there was a cry with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, thou Son of the Most High God? Or what is this to me and to you? Or why do you trouble yourself with me? I command, and that word command, or juer, which is the word that Scripture uses, but it means command. I command you by God that thou torment me not. For Jesus had commanded the evil spirits to come out of this man. Of course, Jesus paid no attention to the devil's command. Jesus' very presence brought a sense of torment to these devils, to these evil spirits that possessed the man. Jesus asked him his name, and the man answered, Legion, meaning many. Someone said the Romans legion was anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000. Anyway, we assume the devil was using this man's voice to answer Jesus, for I don't think the man's name was Legion. So these demons said Legion, which meant many. He saw that the legions of the spirits came out of the man. Yes, Jesus not only commanded those spirits to come out, but they came out. He made them come out for his superior power. There are many kinds of spirits in the world. By that we mean there are many spirits that affect the human family in different ways. There are deaf and spirits, and there are blind spirits, and there are insane spirits, and so forth. And there are even religious spirits. And what do we mean by saying they were spirits of this kind? We simply mean that they have the power to take a person's mind away. And that's what happened to this man. Or they had power to take away their hearing or their sight or other. Now, I'm not saying everybody that's sick is possessed with an evil spirit. I'm simply pointing out the fact that there are many spirits in the world, and these spirits do impose themselves on the family of man. And in that same hour, this man was cured of these many infirmities and evil spirits. Now we read in Luke chapter 8 and verse, or rather in Luke chapter 7 and verse 21, and in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. And then in Luke chapter 8 and verse 2, we read, and certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils. And in Luke chapter 13, verses 11, 12, and 13, 14, we read, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. So we see Jesus being compassionate to this woman. In John chapter 5, we read of a man who had an infirmity for 38 years, and how Jesus told him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole. The man we are speaking of on the broadcast today was not really insane. He was possessed with what we would call an insane spirit. Now, I'm not saying that the man was crazy himself. I'm saying that the man was possessed with a spirit that took away his ability to use his common sense, to use his mind in a proper way. After this man was delivered and the people came out, they saw the man sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. The Bible says they were afraid and they began to ask Jesus to depart out of their coast. Jesus never forces himself on anyone. When they tried to push him over the brow of the hill there at Nazareth to kill him because of some things he had said in the synagogue, Jesus then took his mother and moved to Caesarea, or to Capernaum rather. So after they asked Jesus to leave, he headed to the boat. The man who had been possessed walked to the boat with him and asked to be permitted to go with him. However, Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for you and has had compassion on you." And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all the men did marvel. Now, Decapolis was a group of 10 cities, and Jesus told this man to go home to them and tell them how Jesus had had great compassion upon him. Some think the man had been hateful, mean, and it was because of that that the demons were able to possess the man. And I would like to think, first of all, he went home to his family. And when his wife saw him a distance away, she was made afraid because she remembered how she had suffered under this man's meanness. But as he approached and came near, she saw not a wild animal look on his face, but a smile and a friendly look. And when he reached her, he took her in his arms, embraced her, told her he loved her, asked her to forgive him of how he had treated her, and told him about how the man Jesus had had compassion on him. The little children had gone and hid because they too were afraid. But the father called them, took them in his arms, told them that he was sorry for how he had treated them, told them that they had a new father, a different father. And I would like to think that he started having family worship with them. And then he went throughout those various cities of Decapolis, telling anybody that would listen how that God had, through Christ, delivered him from the demons. And of course, the people could see and understand that there was a great difference, because again, they had tried to tame him, they had tried to chain him, and all those different things, but now he was a loving and a peaceful man. And so he had a marvelous testimony to give. Now, Jesus commanded the man to return home, and he did go home, as I just described, and he also went throughout the area testifying of what the Lord had done for him. Now, we read later on, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, Jesus came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis, and they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they besought him to put his hands upon him, and he took him aside from the multitude and put his finger into his ears and touched his tongue and loosed him. Doubtless these people of the Decapolis, now who had asked Jesus to leave before, were bringing their sick ones to him, and doubtless it was because of the testimony that this man had given them. Now in Matthew 15:29-31, we read, Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there, and great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. And he healed them insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Now, before I close, I would like to call your attention to a number of scriptures that speak of Jesus and his compassion. And when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew 9:36. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Matthew 20:34. Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. Mark 6:34. A leper came to Jesus, and Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. Mark 1:41. But thou, O Lord, art a God of full compassion and gracious and long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great mercy. Psalm 145:8. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing this message and these scriptures with this precious people today. We trust the Holy Spirit has accompanied our broadcast and made it a blessing to souls. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You've been listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, and our mailing address is The Way of Truth, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We invite you to be with us in our services Sunday morning, 20 minutes before 11, Sunday evening at 6, Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us next week, when again, the Lord willing, we bring you another Way of Truth broadcast.
Shackled by a heavy burden, need rain. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, He touched me, and all the joy that flooded my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since He cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, He touched me, and all the joy that flooded my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Something happened, and now